أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى continues to enumerate, to list قدرت and the power of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. If ayats before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, and in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mizan, the scale, the justice, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set it down for the creatures. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to creatures as al-anam. Anam will refer to all those creatures in the general sense that have some soul, that have life. However, there are those commentators that say specifically here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to insan, to you and I, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the jinnat. Now when we look at this ayah, and we look very closely to the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying lil anam. It gives us the impression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this world for our benefit, for the benefit of insan, for the benefit of jinnat. And that was the specific reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the earth. Other ayahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He had created whatever is in this earth, ma fil ardi jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for man and for human consumption, for jinnat, etc. That is the things of the earth, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put onto this earth. Other commentators have gone a little bit further and they have expressed that here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth, Allah Rabbul Izzat is just not speaking about the globe itself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into the earth. Like if you look at the mountains, etc., to create stability for on the earth, also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for all of us and for our benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that خَلَقَ insan, He created us. Not only did He create us, but for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this earth for our benefit. Now some of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat makes reference to some very, very important aspects, but the reference is very subtle. And in these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, wants us to explore our minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do a brainstorm and for us to understand and realize that Allah Rabbul Izzat had thought about everything. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fiha fakiha. Allah says, in it, Allah has placed fruit. Now when we look at fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this fakiha. Generally, fakiha in Arabic refers to the fruit that people would eat after they have had their meals. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this, particularly to show us that if you have your fruit after your meals, then what about the actual meals in itself? That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made arrangements for you on the surface of this earth. A person is invited to some place and that person will eat after that meals. He'll have some form of dessert, etc. So obviously before that he has eaten something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make reference to every form of rizq, every form of sustenance that man would require on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made arrangements of that. وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامُ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about nakhl. And nakhl in actual fact refers to the date trees, to the kajur trees and to the kajur in itself. Dhatul akmam, with its sheaths, with the cover of the kajur. Now those of us that have a little bit of knowledge or some observation, we will see that when the dates begin to grow, they grow in clusters. And on these clusters are a little covering. And look at again how fine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing His qudrat. Allah is discussing His ni'mat upon us. That if that cover was not on the dates when it was in its initial stages, then obviously it becomes vulnerable to different kinds of insects, flying creatures, etc., that will pick from it, eat from it. And obviously then that will become useless for human consumption. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you, insan, and when I say that I have created this earth, and whatever is on this earth for your benefit only, then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the benefit that I even cover that, so that it begins to grow, it begins to ripen, and then after that, it unsheaths, it comes out of its cover, the cover falls off, and then insan, you have a perfect khajur, you have a perfect date to eat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that great care in the qudrat of Allah, that great care in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the grain, Allah speaks about the seed. And ذُو الْعَصْفِ with its shaf, in other words, with its covering again. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about that grain, when it now begins to mature, we will find that again it has a covering upon it. Two things again here reference is made to. One again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that insan, for your consumption, for your rozi, for your sustenance, I make sure that everything is done, that it is delivered to you 100% without any form of blemish. And now the ulama have also written here, how many different grains do we eat in a day, in the bread that we eat, in the roti that we eat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that these are the very basic commodities, the very basic need of yours. And I see to it to the best, nobody else would have been able to sustain you in it. And also together with that, this covering on top of the seed is usually taken out, it is sifted out, and it is used as fodder for the animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us another very important aspect, that insan, I am not only concerned about your rozi and your sustenance, but obviously your rozi and sustenance does not lie only in a grain, but it lies beyond that. You will need the flesh, you will need the animal, you will consume the animals of obviously those that are halal in a halal way, etc. And I would make arrangements for that also, and I see to it. This is how fine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen into our rozi and into our sustenance. And last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْرَيْحَانِ. Now, Rayhan refers to flowers that are fragrant, flowers that have a good smell. And again, from there, O insan, you get a sense of delight. You get a sense of pleasure when these flowers have their scent, when these flowers have the fragrance. So that also I have made you arrangements for that. In some of the tafsirs, some of the ulama have written that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam onto the surface of this earth, his tawbah he made over there, not because of his sin, but because of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam's judgment, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam's error, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam's forgetfulness, but he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He read the dua, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. His forgiveness was done there already. But when Adam alayhi salatu was salam came onto the earth, Adam alayhi salatu was salam still cried. He cried the cry of regret. He cried the cry of sorrow. He cried that cry of nadamat, because obviously Adam alayhi salatu was salam had felt that great sense of shame and sorrow within himself. And they say that some of the tears of Adam alayhi salatu was salam went into the ground, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala utilized the tears of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. So valuable it was in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made, and Allah ta'ala created all the fragrant flowers that we find on the surface of this earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors, which of the bounties of your Lord, of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O man, O jinnat? Can you deny it? And when we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing this ummah, look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he asked us the question, that which of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny, can you deny? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the people of Ad, to whom Allah sent Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu was salam, to the people of Thamud, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, All Allah said was, Fadhkuru ala Allah. Remember these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enlists them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists them out for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. We discussed at the very beginning when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the surah and he came to فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then the jinnat had replied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِي مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. O Allah, there is none of your ni'mats do we deny. In other words, we accept and we acknowledge each of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His majesty. He speaks about His might. Allah speaks about His ni'mats upon us. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon our mind to think about all this and to make shukr to all the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us. Some are directly and some are indirect. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.